inauguration speech. A major part of today's inaugural festivities is the parade from the Capitol to the White House running along Pennsylvania Avenue. It's the most attended event of the inauguration because you don't need tickets, and it's watched by millions more on television. Over 2,800 groups applied to march in the parade, and one of those chosen was the Military Spouses of Michigan. The president of Military Spouses of Michigan is Jocelyn Benson, interim dean of the Wayne State University Law School. Her husband is currently deployed in Afghanistan. Jocelyn joined us earlier today from Washington. For a group that started only about a year ago, this is quite a way to step into the spotlight.
Oh, it's incredible also because so many of us, and we're here with 90 spouses, kids, and family members from all around Michigan. And it's so exciting because, you know, we honor our veterans, we honor our service members, but too often our military families are on the sidelines supporting those who serve when their sacrifice is often overlooked. So to be able to recognize their sacrifice today and be a part of that here in this parade is really gratifying and incredible.
What's everybody's mood like? I'm kind of wondering, is there a sense of being solemn in the history of the moment or excited or all of the above?
Well, interestingly, everyone is very excited to be here and just in awe of this incredible opportunity. We have a lot of children under the age of 10 marching with us, too, and we were a little bit concerned that the hours standing to go through security might be hard on them, but every single one of them has been bright-eyed and enjoying the entire process. So everyone's in good spirits, everyone's excited to march, and everyone is honored to have been selected by the Presidential Inauguration Committee to honor the president in this way today.
Why do you feel it was so important here in Michigan to have a group like yours? You've only been around about a year, but a very important mission that you've put together for the Military Spouses of Michigan.
Yes, well, because Michigan does not have an active duty base, our Army base in particular, oftentimes our spouses and families are scattered around the state. And because of that, many of us go through deployments feeling very isolated and oftentimes alone because we're not around people who are dealing with similar struggles or experiences. And so experiencing that myself, I came together with three other spouses who were also about to encounter a deployment. We decided to start this organization to support each other. And it's just grown over the past year. We now have over 200 spouses as members, and many of them are here with me today marching in this parade. And it's been an incredible experience for each of us because instead of feeling isolated and alone and struggling through a deployment on our own, we're able to provide that camaraderie for each other, and it's empowered all of us to be stronger support systems for our service members who are serving abroad as well.
Jocelyn Benson, what do you feel that the presence of Military Spouses of Michigan in the inaugural parade, what does that say to the rest of the nation about the contributions made by the spouses and the partners and the kids of our military men and women?
It's a beautiful recognition of a community that oftentimes supports and serves on the sidelines and who sacrifice every day, but oftentimes their stories go untold. And to be a part of an experience now where we're able to share this with other spouses, and many of whom are having a difficult time in a deployment or a difficult time economically, to be able to provide this trip to Washington, D.C. for them to see the president and march in the parade has been a huge boost to their enthusiasm and morale. And so it's helped us, I think, help others get through a difficult time and also give them the recognition they deserve for their service.
Jocelyn, your husband is currently deployed in Afghanistan, as we mentioned. What did he say when he found out that you and the members of Military Spouses of Michigan would be marching with the president?
We were all, he included, we were just in awe of being selected, not just to represent our state of Michigan, but also to represent military spouses and families. We're the only military family organization in the entire parade. And so he was thrilled. I think that the most difficult thing for both of us is that he can't be here to experience this as well, since he's right now in Afghanistan. But we're taking lots of pictures and trying to record the experience so that he'll be here in spirit, if not in person.
As you prepare to really become a part of history and be part of the parade, I'm kind of curious. I know 4 years ago it was brutally cold for the inauguration. How is it today for all of you?
Well, you know, yesterday in Washington, D.C., it was almost 60 degrees. So it's a little bit cooler today, but we prepared for the cold. And as we march, all 90 of us will be wearing red scarves that symbolize the love that we have for our service members. We'll be wearing buttons that represent our organization, and each of us will be carrying a flag that represents the branch of the military that our service member is in. So we are prepared for the cold, and it's actually perfect weather for what we prepared for, and we are just excited to start marching and see families from all over the country and represent and honor our service members and their families.
Jocelyn Benson is the president of Military Spouses of Michigan, marching in today's inaugural parade along Pennsylvania Avenue. We should also mention that Michigan is also represented by the multi-jurisdictional Mounted Police Drill Team and Color Guard of Ypsilanti. So the two Michigan units in the parade today. Jocelyn, thank you for talking with us.
And thank you so much for having me.
Have fun. What more can we